He was an associate editor who worked for 2 months at Vice, but yeah, he talks about the process of running something up the flagpole, which is basically seeing if there's any conflicts within the business organization. And I guess that I guess that the piece about labor violations was a conflict.
They were pretty craven about
Nestle
that.
Nestle is a Vice due this month, so no slavery article. Yeah, apologies.
Look, buddy, we've got Le Savvy Fav on the Doritos stage, so this article about child obesity isn't going to fly, pal.
Oh my God, I love Le Savvy Fav.
So do I
definitely did see them at a Vice party where I got hit on by... Oh God, he's a kind of a famous guy, or he was at the time. And I was like into it, and I would have totally left that party and had sex with him. But I was seeing Le Savvy Fav and I was having a good time with my friends, and like he couldn't get his friends into the party and he wanted me to leave the party. And I was like, well, I'm not going to leave the party.
You can't leave the party because the party is kind of your job a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was fucking blowing lines with the client and my boss in the back room and like having a really good time and seeing Le Savvy Fav, one of my favorite bands. Like I'm multitasking.
This is kind of something that Dan and I have been talking about for a few days while talking about this episode, which is like the Vice thing. One of the whole things is it seems kind of like a precursor to WeWork, where it's trying to say this is your job and also it's your whole life and your social life and your friends and everyone else wants to be here.
And your
the
job
only difference is
an advertisement for WeWork.
Yeah, because everyone in WeWork, they're just advertisements for WeWork, or that was the idea, because your whole life is hanging out with your WeWork people. It's a new way of living. Your kids are in the weird like Kabbalah school that the lady did, and you're
what?
I can't remember what it was. It was some school that she put on, and you're living in a WeLive, and you're talking about like disruption and drinking Soylent with everyone else who works at all of like the same carbon copy startups that are funded by Andreessen Horowitz that are like all within like 10 meters of you. And this is aspirational. And it seems to me, right, like Vice is the same thing, but like replace microdosing LSD with busting rails.
Yeah.
Right. And I could have fucked my teenhood crush, but I was so enraptured by the Vice lifestyle that I chose to do that instead.
Yeah, and I mean, as someone who has spent 16 years of my life in the music industry, and Jamie, you can speak to this too, like partying eventually is fucking labor.
Yeah.
You know, like at a certain point, going to the thing becomes labor. Like doing a line with a bunch of really obnoxious people becomes labor.
Well, hey, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life, right? Yeah,
exactly.
But like, literally, that's what I thought I was doing. I'm like, man, this is so great.
Yeah. it's the harnessing. One of the things, right, like that they sort of did well, may have known if they realized or not, is harnessing that emotion and that sort of desire, right? That desire for sort of whether it's hedonism or sort of countercultural hedonism or all that stuff. The coolness they essentially made that they, rather than having to dole out money, which they wanted, they could dole out coolness, which was, there was basically a renewable resource. It was free. They could just dole it out to who they wanted. And then that was in it. That was the payment and the advertisement.
Yeah. And I was such a dork going into it. And like in retrospect, that's what they want. Right. Because if you want that commodity that they've convinced you is a real thing and have convinced the world is a real thing, like you'll work for very little money.
That's the thing. Like 19-year-old banking intern Riley said, yeah, that is the real thing. I will click on whatever they put in front of me instead of formatting this PowerPoint.
It's real.
I will do whatever instead of looking at this like model.
Like I was not popular in high school or college. So this is like oh, this is my chance to like try it out for the first time. And then, you know, I realized very quickly that it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And actually, I didn't like who I was becoming. But for a minute there, like, that's all they need, right? Because there are new people turning 22 every day.
Yeah. And that's actually one frustrating one thing as a former, well, as a current like nerd goth. Reading through the history of Vice, I feel like Shane, Sarush, especially Gavin, are jocks, you know, in a lot of ways. And,
yes.
And they are basically tricking and punishing the nerds. The nerds are the foot soldiers, you know, and they're just kind of abusing them from above.